Welcome to this week's Renewing Challenge. And this week I have an easy one for you. Every day, write down 7 benefits of following your boundaries, of a lifestyle following your boundaries. These will be things like maintaining your weight, fitting into your clothes, having joints that feel good, having low cholesterol, not feeling bloated. There's all kinds of strengths, right? And here's how I came up with this. 20 years ago, I went through a hard period of marriage and I wasn't happy with my husband, but I was focusing on the negative things in him. So I started truth-telling whenever I was annoyed with him, but I also started focusing on all the good things about him. That totally changed my marriage. 20 years later, we have a really great marriage, married almost 40 years. And I think this is what you also need to do to be successful with following your boundaries. Yes, you need to take off the lies that make you overeat, but you also need to focus on the benefits of a lifestyle following your boundaries.
Barb Raveling is a podcaster and author of 8 books and Bible studies in the area of personal growth. Barb struggled with emotional eating for decades, but has lived free from the control of food for more than 15 years after learning and practicing the life-changing discipline of renewing her mind. Her top-ranked podcasts, Taste for Truth and the Christian Habits podcast, have earned over 1 million downloads and continue to inspire people to break free from their strongholds and grow closer to God. Barb writes from her own experience and her education as an executive Christian coach. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm Tina Griffin. Get ready for new eating habits as we address the important topic of obesity this week with author Barb Raveling. Barb, how you doing?
Good. It's good to be here.
Thank you for jumping on the program today. Wow, what an intro video that you posted on Instagram there with overeating. And it was in the topic and probably as a result of issues you said with focusing on the negative things of your husband. Do tell, because I didn't even see how those two even went together, and they do.
Well, that was how I first started renewing my mind was for marriage. I was going to start this Think Positive project, and I thought, I'll just, every time I have a negative thought, I'll write it down in my little journal, I'll put a positive thought next to it, and pretty soon I'll be all positive. But it wasn't very long before I realized a lot of the negative thoughts I was believing about him were actually lies. So I called it truth journaling. I put down the lies and I took off the lies, put on the truth. And it wasn't until later I realized what I was really doing was renewing my mind, changing the way I thought, having more of a biblical and a truthful perspective in life.
Unbelievable. Can you give us one lie you thought about your husband that was actually false?
Well, probably the first one I put down in every time I was renewing my mind or truth journaling was, he is such a jerk. And the truth was, he was not a jerk. He was a wonderful creation of God with incredible strengths. But he also had weaknesses. We all have weaknesses. And sometimes his weaknesses would rub off and hurt me. But so that was just one of the lies. There were several others, but that was one of the ones I put down.
That's unbelievable. And then that would cause you to sometimes overeat.
Yes, I bet I had probably 5 pounds worth of anger in me. So when I first started renewing my mind for my marriage, you know, I lost a certain amount of weight and that never came back because I don't think of them that way anymore. And I haven't thought of them that way for however many years it's been, 20 plus years.
You know, we're 2 minutes into this program today and you just dropped an atomic bomb. I never realized how those internal thoughts about other people or even ourselves could have that big of an impact on our actual even weight gain. I knew that it had an impact on our health, but talking about obesity this week, it makes me question with other guests in the program this week that talked about the fact that 75% of America is obese. So many of our kids are carrying on an extra 50 to 100 pounds as a teenager. I wonder how much of that literally correlates with their emotional things going on, of thoughts about other people, thoughts about themselves, other people telling them things that aren't true, lies, deception. Unbelievable. That impacts that. So yeah, you just dropped a bomb. Unbelievable. You homeschooled your 4 kids in a small town, Montana, for 30 years. And now today you and your husband live in various places around the country for 3 months at a time while your husband works as a travel physical therapist. You have one exciting life. So he probably also keeps you and himself in check with the physical working out. Do you guys do a lot of hikes together? Tell us about your life on the road with being free from obesity issues.
Well, we've always loved adventure. We love to hike, backpack, climb mountains. So as we travel around the country, wherever we live, we try to do as many hikes as possible in the area. And so I don't really like going to the gym. I don't like that type of exercise. And I think a lot of us who struggle with weight, we don't. So I think it's really helpful to find what you love doing. And I do love hiking, Elise, so that's good.
Well, I'm going to go from the why, which I love, and join back in December, but I do want to get more hiking in the mix. So your episode, I'm going to be making sure my husband and kids see as a result, and maybe we get like an RV and travel the country. Take us back, Barb. You began this journey to heal from emotional eating after struggling with it for decades. Tell us about your past and what finally changed things for you.
Well, I was an emotional eater, so I'd eat when life was hard. I was also a good food eater. So if there was lemon bars in the house, I didn't want just one lemon bar. You know, some people will. People who never struggle with their weight, they're like, oh, I'll just have this lemon bar. It'll be so yummy and I'll just enjoy it. And then I won't want another one till tomorrow. Well, I'm like, oh, this is so great. I'm going to have 5 lemon bars or 7 lemon bars. So I was that type of person who wasn't opposed to eating large quantities. I loved food. I was an emotional eater. And those three things combined were, you know, it's a disaster. They're going to lead to weight gain. And so I struggled with my weight starting in about high school through college, you know, into my homeschool years. So more than 20 years. And I just thought I was never going to get over it. It was that one thing that I felt, it just controlled me. It made me depressed. It made me insecure. It brought up so many negative emotions, and I thought I'd never get over it.
What were the main emotional things that you were struggling with as a teenager and college years that caused you to overeat?
Well, teenage years, there was probably insecurity, and then college years, procrastination was a big one. I always used to eat for procrastination. And then you also eat when you feel fat and you feel like you'll never get over it, it makes you eat. So if you start some sort of program, you think, oh, this is going to be different. I'm going to get in control of it. And then all of a sudden you break whatever you said you were going to do. It's like, let's eat everything in sight because I already broke it. I might as well eat. It's an opportunity. And then it just keeps that cycle going. And then of course, marriage, there's, you know, marriage difficulties. You know, just life itself has so many reasons to overeat if we're emotional eaters.
Yeah, and especially usually when we overeat, it's not as though we're eating, you know, 5 pounds of broccoli. We're grabbing the ice cream and, like you said, lemon bars and cookies, because it's an instantaneous gratification where it tastes great for the moment to take our mind off of X, Y, Z. But here's the problem. You're mentioning this right now, and I can't even think about anything emotionally disturbing at the moment because I'm focusing on this show, but I still want to go get chocolate chip cookies and a lemon bar. That's so bad. Just the thought of sugar. So help me break this bad business going on in my brain right now. What finally changed things for you that we can gravitate to and apply in our lives to break the stronghold?
Well, what changed things for me is I started to renew my mind, and specifically truth journaling, which I talk about in many of my books. And I thought to myself, since it worked so well for my marriage, like completely changed me in a couple months, I thought, oh, this will be so great. I'll just truth journal in a couple months. I'll be all over this food thing. I'll be doing great. Well, it was a lot more work for because food was just so ingrained in me, that emotional eating, the compulsive eating. And so what I did is I set boundaries. That's another thing I realized. I needed to have lifelong boundaries, because before I just had boundaries when I was dieting. So I'd be dieting, I'd follow the plan, but as soon as I finished diet, it's like, ooh, I get to eat whatever I want, and I'd just go back to my old habits. So I realized I needed lifelong boundaries. For me, that's 3 meals and 1 snack. And then what I started doing is I started truth journaling every time I broke my boundaries. So every time I broke my boundaries, because I was believing a lie, a lot of times I couldn't make myself do it before I broke my boundaries because I wanted to eat so much. But that's what finally changed it for me, is when I got serious enough that every single time I broke my boundaries, I truth journaled.
Now, when you say truth journal, can you give us a little glimpse about what that means? I would assume that means grab a journal, write down what made you eat, what you ate, and what you'll never do again. But correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's what I would think too, but that's not what it means. What it means is I grab a journal, I write down what was I thinking that made me eat. And sometimes it might just be one thought. So it might be, this is lemon bar is so good, I should have another. So that would be what I'd write in my journal. And then the truth would be, this lemon bar is so good, I'm going to have to be super careful not to have another because it's going to make me want more and more and more. And I want a lifestyle where I'm healthy, I'm not craving things, I'm not feeling discouraged and defeated. And so I'm just going to have one lemon bar and I have to be really careful about that.
Yeah, that takes massive determination. And most of the time I'm pretty good, but there are some times where I'm not. You gave this statement that makes complete sense. I want to read it for everybody. You said, we think food boundaries cramp our style and make our lives terrible, but in reality, they bring freedom and make our lives better. Please do tell.
And that's really what you need to start believing. So that's what the truth journaling is going to do. It's going to help us believe that our life really is better with boundaries, because what we believe because of the culture we live in is that we should be able to do whatever we want. You know, the good life is doing what we want, when we want, we do what we feel like doing. And so boundaries are a terrible thing in our life because boundaries are saying, no, I feel like doing this, but I'm going to tell myself, no, I'm not going to do it. So we have to actually see boundaries from a biblical perspective, recognize that boundaries give us freedom. Boundaries, even though they might cramp our style a bit, you know, our style needs to be cramped a bit. Our lives will be better if it's cramped a bit.
Yeah. And if we eat the bad stuff, we're going to be cramping for more than one reason. That's just phenomenal. We're going to be back to talk to you more about the simple ways to resist the temptation of overeating. This I got to hear right after this.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
Here are seven signs you may have a parasite. My biggest issue, because I did have parasites, was teeth grinding, skin irritation, and unexplained digestive issues. The other indication that you could have a parasite is eating after 7 p.m. and craving sugar. My name is Kim. I'm the Worm Queen and the inventor of the Parify Kit. Let's go over it. Parify, it's your parasite cleanse. Sustain, it's your candida and your bad bacteria cleanse. Metal Flush, it's your heavy metal detox. Cinnabon, it's your binder. You take Parify and Metal Flush 3 times a day and Sustain 2 times a day. You can take them all together. The kit comes with instructions. Cinnabon is your binder and you take that at night. We have a nut-free option. We ship worldwide. The Parify kit is for ages 3 and up. Use Tina as your 10% discount code. Find it on rogersfood.com.
You've got to check out some of the cleanest, healthiest meat in the nation. Good Ranchers is committed to bringing you American meat that will nourish your family, delivered straight to your front door. We are now hooked on Good Ranchers, eating their meat several times a week. They have a lot of excellent packages to choose from right there at goodranchers.com. Check it out immediately and get some meat on your table. You can choose your boxes, Ranchers Classic, Holiday Helper, Prime Pork Box, many, many options to choose from. Only 100% American farm-raised meat, USDA Prime and Upper Choice quality, no mRNA vaccines or antibiotics. And if you didn't see that series a couple weeks back, you got to check it out. The elites are pumping mRNA and many of our meat sources in this country. And who knows what's being shipped in from other communist nations like China. So go to goodranchers.com, stock up and save $30 off your first box as a bonus by using the code word Tina at checkout. That's right, $30 off using code Tina at checkout. All right, Barb, tell me here. You say that emotional eating can lead to living by desire instead of living by design. Can you tell us more about what you mean and how we can more intentionally live by design, not desire?
Okay, I would say living by desire is that eating what I want when I want. So if ever I feel like eating, I eat. Living by design is in a coherent moment when, you know, we're not in the middle of a binge to say, okay, what would be the best for my life? What boundaries would be the best for my life? And then set those boundaries and then learn to follow them. That would be like living by design. What's the best way to live for my good life? So for me, three meals and one snack, you try to get to the point where it just becomes habit. So you don't even think about food unless it's time to sit down for the meal. And so living by design makes my life better in so many different ways.
Okay, I got a curveball question for you and a little extra thing in the mix. So when I'm going down the street and I see McDonald's, Hardee's, Burger King, I just, the Whopper sauce, I want to know how they made that because it's just fantastic. But then I really have tried not to eat it too much because of what you're saying. So I've been running instead of getting a Whopper over to Whole Foods because they have a huge salad bar. So I'm absolutely making, I'm like, I'm going the extra mile here, literally a mile, to get down to Whole Foods, get that salad bar. I know that I can stick with it. What do you do? My husband's like, seriously, going to be throwing me in the mix again for this episode? When you have, mom goes to the grocery store, 90% of that shopping cart has fruit and veggies, and I want to get them in the kids. Let's, and myself and my husband. What do you do if husband goes for a trip to the grocery store and comes back with pizza, ice cream, treats for the kids, you know, whatever the case is? What do you do to try to get your spouse on track so everyone can eat healthy? And I know sometimes I do that as well, but can you give us some advice on that? Because it's tough.
I think that is a hard one. Actually, I just talked about that subject in my next podcast episode that will air next week. But it is hard when you're, because you can't control another person. So you have to ask yourself, what can't I control and what can I control? So of course, have a conversation with your husband. And if he's willing to do that, you know, that would be the best. Like if he has little treats and he can just hide them away, hide them from you and from the kids and only eat them himself. If he's willing to do that, that's great. But if he's not willing to do that, then see it as, you know, opportunity to teach your kids how to have boundaries in a world where they are going to have all that stuff around. Because you might be able to control things when they're at home, but once they head out into the world, the college, whatever, we can't control things anymore, right? The vending machines are there. So I guess, and it's hard with kids because you don't want to say anything about, you know, weight or diet, because then they start feeling pressure. They feel like, oh, mom thinks I have to be perfect, or I have to be skinny, or dad only loves me if I'm perfect. So it's a tricky one.
It is tricky. And at the same time, you want them to eat as healthy as possible when they're under your roof before they do get out. So they do gravitate towards the peas and broccoli versus Doritos and everything else. And I'm saying that as I'm addicted to Cool Ranch Doritos. I try not to go down that whole chip aisle. Every time I go to the grocery store, it seems like those sections of stores keep expanding and the produce section seems to be going away. So that's it, everybody. Get a 300-acre farm, move out to the middle of nowhere and grow your own crops at this point. My mom offering, hey, come up and live on the farm in Wisconsin, is starting to sound even better after going through this series of obesity this week. We talked about overeating. What are some simple ways that you can choose not to overeat in a moment of temptation?
Okay, well, one of the ways we actually talked about, but it might not work depending on, you know, what your spouse says, is to keep the food out of the house. Because if it's in the house and we're an emotional eater, we're going to eat it. Or you could get your husband to hide the food if they're willing to, and if you're not going to get mad at him. You could put your billfold in the trunk of your car, so that when you're driving down the street, it's not available to get food at the drive-through. Of course, you're also going to have to do something if you have Apple Pay on your phone or something like that. It makes it even harder nowadays. And I think just to get out of the house more is good. See, the thing is, it's hard to just think of neutral things or practical steps to take in a moment of temptation. Because if we're in a moment of temptation, it's an emotional eating situation, everything within us is dying for that food, because that's how we soothe our emotions. So anything you can do to minimize being able to follow through on that. And then if you can make yourself renew your mind as soon as possible, just write down one sentence or learn how to deal with the emotions. That's a whole nother topic. But if we don't feel the emotions, we're not going to emotionally eat. Yeah. So you can either get rid of the emotion or controlling the food.
Yeah, it's really good. And I'm just going to blame my dad. He's no longer with us here, but he's watching down from heaven. My dad got me addicted to Whoppers when I was a kid. Every Sunday after church. We practically go to, he would call it King Burger. We thought it was absolutely hilarious. And then Culver's for ice cream. It's just, you know what? Cheese curds. I mean, just not good growing up on the farm. Luckily, I kept my metabolism going nonstop to burn that off by baling hay in between the ice cream and the burgers. We're going to be back talking more with Barb about why so many people struggle to find a weight loss strategy that not only helps them lose weight, but also helps them keep it off. More with Barb right after this.
Can we trust what's written in the book of Genesis? How could a flood cover the entire earth? And where do dinosaurs fit in the Bible? Find the answers to these questions and more at the ICR Discovery Center in Dallas. Bring family and friends to experience the wonders of creation through our exhibit hall and stunning planetarium shows. Experience the origins of our universe. Step aboard Noah's Ark, chill in our Ice Age theater, meet the founders of science, encounter animatronic animals, and so much more. Our scientists' work is on display in the current research exhibit, and our biology research laboratory showcases our experiments. And don't forget to shop the Discovery Store for t-shirts, books, gifts, and more. Discover how science confirms the Bible today.
Bring your family and friends to the ICR Discovery Center in Dallas. To plan your visit, go to icr.org/Tina. That's icr.org/TINA.
We have four principles. First Amendment, Second Amendment, right to life, military and first responders.
My name's Scott. I'm with Patriot Mobile. What is going on with all the woke companies in this country? It seems like everybody has completely lost their minds, right? No more. This is called voting with our dollars. We need to start prioritizing our beliefs and our values over convenience and comfort. And this is why companies like Patriot Mobile are so important right now.
If you have a place to go put your money, you always want to put it with somebody that's like mine.
Of course.
I think that's the beauty of Patriot Mobile. We're a conservative alternative.
My pronouns are Bible believer, gun carrier, and mama bear. We are the nation's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Switch today at patriotmobile.com. For free activation, use promo code Tina.
Barb, we were just talking during commercial break about the fact that social media, for example, with our young people today, they look at social media, and you were saying that five different emotions can happen in under a minute. Explain a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, just look, they're looking at a post. They might see something that their friend was doing, and then they're jealous, they're envious. Or maybe their friends had a party and they weren't invited, and then they're like hurt, or they're feeling rejected, they're feeling condemned. Or they might look at one of their friends doing something else, and then they're judging them, they're doing the condemnation, or they might get angry. I mean, even if you just did an exercise on your own as you looked at the news or social media or whatever, look at all the emotions you're feeling, but you're not processing.
That blows my mind, because in one of the episodes this week, I talked to a doctor that went in detail about how just sitting and playing video games or sitting and looking at social media, watching movies, TV shows, that alone creates more obesity in our young people. But you take it to another whole angle of the emotional eating that's causing obesity because of what they're seeing in film, TV, video games, and social media. Your book is called Say Goodbye to Emotional Eating, 100 Renewing Exercises to Help You Break Free from the Control of Food. Can you explain where we can get this book? I believe it's on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, you should be able to get it wherever, any place books are sold. You could order it through your local bookstore or order it online.
That's fantastic. Explain to us what your book entails. I know we can do the truth drilling as we go through it, but what topics do you cover?
I think I cover body image a little bit. I teach people how to renew their mind, and then I give them 100 exercises. I have two Bible studies, on one on weight loss, one on emotional eating. But I wanted to write a book that made it easy for people to renew their mind. And this is the book I wrote to make it easy to renew their mind, teaches them how to do it. I also have an app called I Deserve a Donut that helps with both emotions and eating.
I Deserve a Donut app. Okay, everybody, download that, baby. That's awesome. And your website is also jam-packed with Bible studies, encouragement, and more resources for renewing our minds. And that is over at barbraveling.com. Barb, R-A-V-E-L-I-N-G.com. Fantastic website, excellent resources. Everybody out there, watch all four episodes this week and share them with the masses, because like many of the doctors and experts on the show this week have said, a majority of Americans are absolutely obese. And a lot of it might be due to emotional behaviors and thoughts and patterns that need to be broken free. Everybody out there, counterculturemom.com, watch all four episodes and share them with the masses. Barb, keep at it. Hopefully I can see you face to face here sometime soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.